Hello there, this is Michael Hansen. Some of you guys may remember me from my Railroad Audio Recordings podcast that I did on Blind Cool Tech last November and last December. But right now we're going to be talking about iTunes and how to use iTunes with a screen reader. Now, I'm using JAWS 11.0.1467 on a Windows 7 Sony laptop. Synthesizer is RealSpeak Solo Direct. I figure it's the easiest to understand. But these commands should work regardless of what screen reader you use. If your screen reader works with iTunes, then you should be good to go. I'm not going to be using any JAWS specific keystrokes. I don't have any of those scripts or anything installed right now. A couple disclaimers. First of all, I am no expert. There are probably people out there that could do this better than me, and if you're one of them, by all means, feel free if you can put something together that's a little more comprehensive and that can, help, be a little more helpful than mine. Please do so. I'm just going to say what works for me, and we'll kind of go from there. Let's see. I guess that's about it. Oh, yeah. If your iTunes menu, if things don't look exactly the same in your iTunes menus, particularly in the tree view areas where, or anything, really, don't be alarmed. Each computer is different. Each setup is different. So things may look a little bit different on your system. Nothing to worry about. Alright, so to start iTunes, you can start through the Start menu in the Programs menu, but that, I think, is kind of time-consuming. So what we're going to do is we're going to press the Windows key M. You can also do Windows key D, but I do Windows M, which is the way I learned to do it. So Windows M to go to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, iTunes. Six.
Now, I have the iTunes icon selected by default, so I'm just going to demonstrate what you would do if iTunes is not the selected item. So let's go back to the recycle bin here. And so I've hit my Windows M.
Windows M.
To go to the desktop. And hit I for iTunes.
iTunes.
Enter. And in a couple of seconds, you're going to hear my iPhone say something.
iTunes. Sources tree view music. 1 of 6. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
Now you hear iTunes talking in the voice of ScanSoft Tom. And you hear ScanSoft Samantha there on my iPhone. Might have heard that. I'm not sure if it picked up on the mics or not. So where we are now is we are in a list view. A tree view. No, list view comes later. Sorry about that. Nope, there goes Quitter. We are in a list view, or a tree view, and there are 6 items according to iTunes, and so we're going to arrow down and we're going to explore this tree view to see what the different items in this tree view are here. So,
music.
Music. Now that was selected by default, so what I did is up down arrow and then up arrow back again so I could hear where I originally was. So I went to the music. And this is where all of your music files are stored. Anything that is music, it is stored in this area, if you will, of the program. We'll call it, I guess, this region, area, section, whatever. This area of the program. So this is music.
Podcasts 44 unplayed.
Now, this is where you can download podcasts. They're like pre-recorded radio shows, if you will. You can get those from the iTunes Store or other places. I currently have 44 unplayed podcasts. I know, I'm terrible about, going through that kind of stuff, so...
iTunes U1
unplugged. iTunes U. Universities can post... I believe that's how it works. Like, educational institutions can post stuff. I'm curious as to what I have for iTunes U, because I don't recall except downloading some orchestral recording a while back, but... Okay. Okay. Next step.
Books.
Books. Audiobooks. You can buy audiobooks from the iTunes Store. They're from audible.com, and they're, it's good, good quality audio, so I would recommend that. Okay, by the way, to get these, I'm just down arrowing standard reading commands here.
Apps.
I do have an iPhone 3GS running iOS 4.0.2 on AT&T, and I have installed applications onto my iPhone, and so any apps I have here have shown up here, which is real good.
Ringtones.
I have created ringtones for my iPhone and imported them into iTunes, and so when I opened up and imported the first ringtone file, voila, what do you know? Something shows up in this tree view. It says ringtones now. So, anyway, yeah.
iTunes Store.
This is the center of all action, essentially. It could be that, or you could say the music library is the center of the action, but here is where you can search for anything and, you know, buy your applications, your music, your TV shows, books, and pretty much everything else you can get from here.
Level 1. Devices.
Open. Now, right below the iTunes Store, if you have any purchased items, it will say there will be a playlist called Purchased. Before this, it says, like mine says right here.
Level 1. Devices.
Devices open. I had to redo my iTunes library yesterday, so I don't currently have any purchased items. But if I did, it would show that.
Level 2. Michael's iPhone. Battery -94% left. Parent charging.
Yeah,
right,
it says Michael's
closed.
iPhone. Battery 94% charging. That's good. And it says closed, which means that I can right arrow to
Michael's
open it up
iPhone.
If I want to see what.
Battery -94% left. Parent charging. Right parent. Open.
If I want to see what's.
Battery -94% left.
If I want to see what, you know, areas I can explore on my iPhone here. So we're going to down arrow. Let's do this real quickly here.
Level 3. Music. 1 of 3.
Explore music.
Books. Ringtones.
And ringtones. I don't have any music or books on this thing. I'm still trying to figure out how to use it as a phone, so I have my iPod Nano for that, and I'm quite happy with it.
Level 1. Shared. Open.
Shared. Open. Now let's, we'll take a look here. I don't really know what the shared area is. I mean, you're supposed to be able to, you know, share stuff from computer to computer on a local network. Like if my father, I'm 18 and I'm still living at home here. So, you know, if my father hooked his computer up to iTunes, which he will be doing tonight, by the way, you know, and we had, and he had music in his library that I wanted, we could theoretically share it through our library. I haven't really tried it. I played around with it. So, anyway, yeah.
Level 2, home sharing. Level 1, playlists open.
Now I'm in the playlist, and I have two playlists
two,
here.
Recently added.
Recently added, and top 25 most played. Now, again, if your iTunes screen looks a little bit different, I have removed some things like TV shows and movies and, you know, if your thing looks a little bit different, that's why. So don't worry about it.
Home, music.
Now I hit the home key, we're going to go back to music, and now we're going to begin exploring the other parts of the iTunes application here. The two keys that will be your best friend in iTunes are Tab and F6. Okay, Tab and F6. That's pretty much, the Tab key is pretty much how you access all of the controls in iTunes. You can get several things through the menus, but all of your information, your status on like your iPhone or your anything, any device you have connected or music you're listening to. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to press Tab again where I am right now as I am in the tree view. Music is the selected item.
Drive. Apps.
Oops. Okay.
Oh, music. Drive. Apps.
What the heck?
Oh, music.
I was just using my netbook and everything feels different on that thing, so.
Tab. Play button. To activate, press spacebar.
And all of these controls are the same on the podcast. All these controls up to a point, up to the search field, which we'll get to in a second. All the controls so
Tab,
far.
Volume left, right,
like
slider,
the volume
100%.
Control.
To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
All these controls are the same, no matter which area you're in, up until the search field, and then things get different.
Tab, iPhone sync is complete. tab. Okay to disconnect.
Now, if you have a device like mine, if you have something plugged in, it will say that. If not, it will just go on to the next item here.
Tab. Text list view switcher button. To activate, press
text
spacebar.
Text list view switcher.
Tab. Grid view switcher button. To activate, press spacebar.
I don't really play around with these. I would recommend hitting Control-Shift-3 to make sure that your music is displayed in the list view.
Tab. Cover flip view switcher button.
I don't play with
to
any of that.
Tab. Button. Search options button.
Search options. I really haven't looked into that one either. I really haven't had a need to.
Tab. Button. Search edit. Type and text.
Search edit. Search edit box. And here's where you can type in any, if you want to search for a particular item or a book or a podcast, if you want to look for anything, here's where you do that.
One new tweet.
So here's, we're going to press tab.
Tab, list box. To move to an item, press the arrow.
And here's our list view. Again, if iTunes says it gives you a grid tree view or anything other than a list view, hit Control Shift 3. So it displays things in a list view format. You'll be glad you did, trust me. So I'm just going to arrow down just to give you a little, so you see how this is done.
List view main title left parent album version right parent overture left parent album version right parent time colon 617 artist colon Aaron Zygmunt dash Hollywood Studio Symphony album colon The Notebook soundtrack knows our love. Brandenburg Concerto number 3 in GBWV 1048 colon I left bracket Allegro right bracket time colon 625 artist colon Academy of St. Martin dash in dash the dash field slash George Malcolm slash Sir Neville Mariner Al.
Okay, so there we have our music list view, and so if I wanted to play any of those songs, I could press enter, so here.
Enter.
Okay, and to stop it, I just press the spacebar. Alright, so we're going to press tab on our onward journey.
Tab, new playlist button. To
so
activate,
the button to create a new
bar.
Playlist, although you can do that by doing Control N.
Tab, do not shuffle button. To
do
activate,
not shuffle,
press
I don't really know
bar.
How that one works.
Tab, no repeat button. To activate, press spacebar. Tab, show artwork button. To activate, press spacebar. Tab, 3407 songs, 15.1 days. 41.49 GB.
Okay, so I have a nice, very expansive iTunes library, very healthy size of 41.49 gigs, 15.1 days, 3,407 songs. That's a nice number, isn't it? Okay, so right here we have a little information. Now, iTunes is going to start giving us information at this point after we
Shift
get
tab,
past the
show
artwork button.
Tab, 3407 tab, show genius sidebar button.
Oh, wait a minute,
there's
the genius sidebar.
Sources tree view music.
Sources tree view music. Okay. Now, there's a quicker way to do this. Well, actually.
Tab, previous button to ship.
Now that I've started playing the song. I started playing the Brandenburg Concerto number 3. Now that I've started playing this song, there is some information that will come up if you go to the sources tree view and you have music selected or wherever you could do the same for podcasts, I assume. I really haven't tried. There's some new information that will come up.
Tab. Previous button.
The
to
previous
activate,
button.
Press tab. Play button. To activate.
Play
press
button.
Spacebar. Tab. Next button. To activate. Press pay tab. Volume left right slider. One tab. Show next view button. To add tab. Brandenburg Concerto number 3 in GBWV 1048 colon I left. Bracket Allegro right bracket.
And here again, it's telling you the title of the track. You press tab.
Academy of St. Martin.
It tells me the artist. Academy of St. Martin in the Fields is Sir Neville Mariner.
Tab. Elapsed time, colon, 006.
Elapsed time is 6 seconds. Now, this is very useful if you want to create a ringtone or something. You know, just know.
Tab.
You're gonna,
remaining time, yeah. Colon, minus 619.
Like when I've been doing reviews, I reviewed a recording of Mahler's Symphony No. 9, and it was very helpful to keep an eye on if where a particular item was that I wanted to comment on, so I would stop it and I would find my way over here, figure out the time, and
Yeah. Tab. Go to current song button. Tab. Text list view switcher.
And now we're back to that. So I'm going to press. Let's see. I'm just going to get my way back here to the sources list.
Volume left shift tab. Next.
Now, for
tab.
Some of you guys, you may be wondering why I'm not using other keystrokes to do this. There's a faster way, but we haven't gotten there yet.
Sources preview music. One of.
Okay. So now that that faster way that I just mentioned, if you think that's kind of tedious, yeah, because it is. The F6 key toggles you between sources, the search field, and the list view. So, I'm on sources, I'm going to hit F6.
F6, button search edit, type in text.
Alright, so, I'm going to hit, now I can search.
F6, list view Brandenburg Concerto number 3 in GBW, F6, sources tree view music.
If I want to search for something, so I'm on the sources tree, if I'm going to search for something, let's just search.
Search edit.
I'm going to search for Mahler.
M-A-H-L-E-R space
Mahler 9
space
Rattle.
R-A-T-E enter.
Mahler 9 by Sir Simon Rattle.
Symphony number 9 in D colon I've a dot.
And I just sped ahead, I'm sorry. What I did, I'll go back
shift
here.
F6 button.
On the search field, and I'm going to hit F6,
F6.
And I have my results.
Symphony number 9 in D colon. Symphony number 9 in D colon I've a dodge your left parent's air legs and notch the rug halt and right parent time colon 26 colon 02 artist colon Berliner Philharmoniker and Sir Simon Rattle album colon.
We're going to press enter.
Enter.
And we can just play this a second. So you get a feel for how it works, and I'm going to demonstrate this time feature as well. You can see how the elapsed time will work.
F6, sources tree.
Now,
tab, previous button, to active.
I'm on the sources tree view here.
Pod, music.
And we're going to see how long of the recording has played thus
tab,
far.
Pre-tab, pause button, to tab, next button,
we're
to
tabbing
activate
over.
Tab. Volume left right slider, 100%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys. Tab. Show next view button. Tab. Symphony number. Tab. Mahler colon symphony number 9. Berliner Philharmoniker. Tab. Elapsed time colon 042. Elapsed time colon 043. Elapsed time colon 044. Elapsed time colon 045.
And as you can tell,
F6.
Jaws wants to tell me if I keep my... if I keep my cursor there on that elapsed time, it will tell me, keep counting. Every second, it will keep repeating. Okay, so I'm going to stop. I love listening to Mahler's Ninth Symphony, but we got to continue the guide here. I'm going to hit F6 again. I was just moving around here. I'm sorry that I'm kind of... moving around, I'm not,
F6,
my first time doing
source.
Something like this, so again, I'm sorry if I'm a little disjointed. Okay, so, to look at the podcast tree view, we're going to go arrow down here.
Podcasts 44 unplayed.
Podcasts 44 unplayed. Now, again, it's really easy to just press F6.
Search edit, type into F6, podcasts tree view, to move through.
Podcasts. Tree view. Now, I believe.
Control shift 3. Sources tree view podcasts 44 unplayed.
I just hit Control shift 3 to try to make this podcast view a list view instead. Now let's
F6,
see if it did it.
Button search edit. Type in F6. List box ITHS orchestra podcast closed. Level 1. ITHS Christ Community Church Clive.org podcast closed.
And right now I have, I have a list of podcasts here, kind of like a tree view of podcasts.
Christ Community Church, Freedom Scientific Dash FS Cast closed. Wonderground Broadcast Network closed.
And those are all my podcasts. So we're going to take a look at the Wonderground W Underground Broadcast Network. This is weatherunderground.com, a great source of weather information. Very usable website, by the way. So I'm going to press right arrow to open up that list view.
Broadcast Network. Open. Wonder Weather Tech, July 1st, 2010 :32:28 release date description the premiere show with developers John and Yana. Wonder Weather Tech, July 15th. Hurricane Haven, June 29th. Hurricane Haven, July 6th. Hurricane Haven, July 13th. Daily downpour, June 29th. Daily downpour, June 24th.
If, in case you couldn't tell, I love weather.
Wonder Weather
okay.
Tech, July 8th, 2000.
So you can see why, you know, you can see here. So if I want to go, let's go up to
Wonderground Broadcast, Freedom Soc, Christ Community Church, Clive.
The Christ Community Church, place where I go to church on Saturday nights. Let's take a look at their podcast. Again, what I do is I, as I arrowed up
Christ
to it,
Christ,
hit right arrow.
Christ Community Church - Clive.org podcast open.
Yeah.
What kind of shape are you in? - Jim Nicodem time :41:16 release date :2/22/2010 description week 4 of 8 in the series. Serve it up. Christ Community 2009 what a year it was - Eric Rogers time :39:239 release date description a look at Christ Community Church in 2009.
Okay, now I don't think I've downloaded this podcast, so what I'm going to do, I'm not sure, I don't think I have, so what I'm going to do is actually, you know what, to save ourselves some grief,
app play leave,
here's what we're going to do.
What co- and wonder whether daily down Daily Downpour, June 29th.
Oops, and you can see I'm just sorry, guys.
Final greetings - James and Russ time :37:01 release date description message 13 of 13 in the series Christ and you, the hope of glory.
Now,
app.
I'm going to hit the applications key and
apply sort field submenu.
Apply sort
uncheck
field.
Selection. Delete.
Uncheck.
Copy podcast URL.
Copy podcast
C.
URL.
Copy. C.
Copy.
Consolidate file. Create AAC version. V. Reset plays. Convert ID 3 tag. Get album. Show in Windows Explorer. Show descript. Rating submit. Get info.
Now, in theory, I gotta find a podcast that I haven't downloaded.
Christ.
Let's have a look at the
IT.
At the Freedom Scientific FSCast. Maybe I haven't downloaded one of those. So I'm out of the Christ Community Podcast now. I'm going to right arrow into Freedom Scientific Podcast.
Freedom Scientific FSCast open. FSCast episode 44. July 2010 time :34:50 release date description this month. Jonathan Mazin speaks with Dr. Tim Cords. One of...
Let's see.
FSCast episode 41. April... One... Wonder FSCast episode 39. Apply uncheck delete copy podcast.
Wow. Anyway, in that menu there is supposed to be if you have not downloaded a podcast, like if you're looking through a listing of the podcast, like sometimes like I've had to do with my church's podcast. If you're looking through a listing, there's an option that says download podcast, or yeah, I believe it's download podcast, or get podcast, download podcast, I think it is, in the applications menu. You get the applications key, it opens up the context menu. I up arrow to download podcast, hit enter, and then iTunes will download it, and it will make a little sound when you've downloaded this complete.
F6, sources preview podcasts for...
Okay, now...
Level 2, iTunes U1 Unplayed.
iTunes U. This is similar to podcasts, and I will show
F6,
you.
Buttons F6, iTunes U Tree View. To move through, iTunes U Tree View left parent collection right parent academic festival overture. Op 80, one item, one of one. To move through.
And it says collection academic festival overture opus 80. That's the only thing I've downloaded from iTunes U, so I really don't know how this works. I assume it's pretty much like podcasting, except it's, again, it's educational institutions, so I assume everything is pretty similar. So, you know,
F6,
continue on
sources,
here.
Books.
Now, the books is looks very similar to the music
F6,
preview.
Search edit, type.
I'm going to F6 twice over
list
to...
List view not selected, Peter.
Home.
Peter Pan, part 1 of 3 time
Peter Pan,
hours,
I recorded, did a recording of Peter Pan back in a soundtrack, and I wanted to get familiarize myself with the plot again, so I read the book.
Peter Pan Part 2 of 3.
Peter Pan Part 2 of 3, and we're in a list view right now. It is very, again, very similar to the music list view. One thing that you should note about the books is that it will keep your spot. If you stop playing it and close iTunes and come back to it, it will keep your place. I don't know how to reset that, but it does
skipping
do it.
Christmas left
skipping Christmas.
Skipping Christmas. Airframe left.
Airframe. So I'm just going to demonstrate how this works. I'm going to demonstrate how this works here. You press enter.
Enter.
This audio program is presented by Audible.com. Audible. Audio that speaks to you wherever you are. Although based on real events, this is a work of fiction. Characters, companies, organizations, and agencies in this novel are either the product of the author's imagination or, if real, used fictitiously without any intent to describe their actual conduct. Descriptions of certain aircraft systems have been altered to protect proprietary information. Descriptions of real aircraft incidents...
Okay, so I'm going to stop now. I press the space bar to pause or stop that, and I'm going to arrow down
airframe
for the next
left,
book.
Airframe left, Paranana Bridge, straight Paran, part 3. Airframe left, Paranana Bridge, a walk to remember, left Paran...
Hit a walk to remember, hit enter on that.
This audio program is presented by Audible.com. Audible. Audio that speaks to you wherever you are.
Time Warner Audiobooks presents A Walk to Remember, written by Nicholas Sparks and read by the author.
Okay. Now I'm going to arrow back up to Airframe, part 1.
Skipping. Airframe left. Enter.
Involving Aloha Airlines, American Airlines, Continental Airlines, and US Air have been taken from the findings of the National Transportation Safety Board.
So yeah, that's a very handy feature, but if you want to start a book over, unfortunately, I'm really not sure how to do that. So, it keeps your place, but if you want to start something over, not so sure how to do that. So, anyway, we're going to continue on here. Hit F6 again to go back
F6,
to the sources tree view.
Sources tree view books. Apps.
Apps. I down arrowed towards apps. Hit F6.
F6. Button search edit.
Search.
Type and text.
We always have that search button there.
F6. Apps tree view. To move through or expand.
I have a tree view of apps. I'm going to hit Control Shift 3 because, as I said, I redid my iTunes library yesterday. I don't know if all my preferences.
Control
are
Shift
yet.
3. Sources tree view apps.
And it returned me back to the sources list. I'm going to F6 twice.
F6. List box. 0 items.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought I had some apps in here. Maybe not. Anyway, I guess I have to transfer purchased items from my iPhone, which we'll get to in a second here. Anyway, usually there are applications listed in here, and there's also a Get Updates button if you press Tab. Again, I don't think it will show because I don't have any apps in here right now.
Tab. Check for Updates button. All right. To activate.
It is there.
Shift.
And so, you know, if I press that Check for Updates button, it will show me if I have any updates for my apps. And, again, we'll get in more into the iPhone in just a second, okay?
F6. Sources tree view apps. 5 of 6. Ringtones.
Okay, ringtones. Again, F6 twice to get over to the list view.
F6. List view not selected. LREC and Duke seem sweet. Colon Ive. Farrand all time. Colon 030. Artist. Colon Gene Ferdinand in Tokyo Metropolitan. LREC. Pictures at an exhibition, promenade time, colon, 030, artist, colon, Berliner, Philharmoniker, and Sir Simon Rattle album.
Okay, so again, we have, it's a list view, just like the music, except ringtones, I believe, can only be 30 seconds. So, ringtones are only, ringtones are only, 30 seconds, you know.
One new tweet.
So, we're going to press F6 again.
Sources tree view ringtone, iTunes Store.
iTunes Store, I'll get into, maybe if there's a request for it, I'll get into how to use the iTunes Store maybe some other time, if there's demand for that, I will do it. Just, again, you guys can let me know what you want, and I'll try to do it.
Level 1, devices.
Now, after the iTunes store, again, there should be that purchase thing, but again, I didn't purchase any items yet with my library having been redone. So, I'm going to down arrow.
Level 2, Michael's iPhone.
Michael's iPhone. And here is where the fun begins.
Yes,
I'm going to up arrow and down arrow back to, I want to rehear what it says. I know there's a keystroke to do this, but...
Level 2, Michael's iPhone. Battery : 99% left parent, charging right parent, open, 1 of 1.
Okay. So right now we have Michael's iPhone, and again... as was the case in the music tree view, or as is the case in the music list, and we're back up on the music area, if we tab over from the sources, it will give me certain information about my phone.
Tab, summary tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Okay, so...
shift tab, summary tab, to switch pages,
summary
press control tab.
And we're going to tab through and see what all this tells me here.
Tab, iPhone, tab, name : tab, Michael's iPhone, tab, capacity : tab, 14.28 GB, tab, software version : tab, 4.0.2, tab, serial number tab, 5K0, tab, phone number : tab, 1 left parent 630 right parent 816 dash tab version. Tab, check for update button to activate, press spacebar.
Right now I have a check for updates button, but I know my iPhone software is up to date and iTunes will tell you, so you really don't need that
tab,
check for update button.
Your iPhone software is up to date. iTunes will automatically check for an update again on 8/21/2010.
Oh, well, hey, maybe it's different. Maybe it will let you, maybe you could use that. If you think there's an iPhone software update sooner than, and you want to check for it, you can use
shift
that check
tab,
for updates
check
button
for update
here.
Button to tab your iPhone software.
Because you see, mine won't be checking until the 21st, so I don't know why that is.
Tab, restore button to activate, press spacebar.
I have a restore button. If I want to, I can you can restore your iPhone to the factory settings. I believe that deletes all of your content. I'm not sure though, so anyway, I'm not gonna try it unless I have to.
Tab. If you are experiencing problems with your iPhone, you can restore its original settings by clicking Restore. Tab. Options. Tab. Open iTunes when this iPhone is connected. Checkbox checked. To tab. Sync only. Check songs and videos. Checkbox not checked.
I've left that.
Tab. Convert higher bitrate songs to 128 kbps AAC. Checkbox checked.
This is useful if you have a smaller iPod or iPhone. You know, if you have and you want to fit more stuff on it, and you want to convert higher bitrate, like the standard bitrate for these is. For iTunes Plus Music now is 256 kilobits per second. If you want to convert that, down to 128 kilobits per second, that will give you more space.
Tab. Manually manage music and videos. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Now, if you have this checked, this will allow you to manually manage music and videos. You can copy and paste items into your iPhone. And for purposes of this demonstration, I am going to check that.
Space checked. Tab. Encrypt iPhone backup. Checkbox not checked.
Encrypt iPhone backup. I'm really not really sure what that is, so we're just going to leave
tab.
That alone.
Configure universal access button.
Configure universal access. This is something that I think we all should have a look at. We press the space bar.
Universal access dialog. Seeing : voice over radio button not checked. to change the Zoom radio voiceover radio button checked.
I want it to use voiceover, so or I can have it Zoom radio Zoom, button which checked. Is the magnifier,
radio
or nothing.
Voiceover radio button checked.
So I've got voiceover. I have voiceover selected. I'm going to press tab.
Tab. Use white dash on dash black display checkbox not checked.
Use white on black display. Doesn't really matter for me. I'm a total, but if you want it, it's there for the taking.
Tab. Speak auto dash text checkbox checked. To clear
speak
check
auto text. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I have an idea of what it might be, but
tab. Use mono audio checkbox not checked.
Use mono audio. This is a useful feature for somebody that if you have you only have hearing in one ear, you can have both channels converted, both channels like of a stereo recording converted into one single mono channel, so you can hear both sides in one ear. That's cool.
Tab. Show closed captions when available. Checkbox.
Show closed captions. I'm not sure what that does.
Tab. OK button to active space. iTunes. Configure universal tab. Capacity.
And it's going to tell me the capacity.
14.28 GB.
Now, I don't know why it is like this. Maybe somebody with some visual experience of the screen could tell us why. But, you know, you tab and each it's almost like, you know, it'll say
tab,
the
audio
like, you know, it says
shift,
let's get
tab,
back here
14,
so
shift tab volume tab summary tab.
Uh-oh. As you can see, iTunes just when you shift tab in here, I don't know why, but it throws you off. So
tab port tab software version tab.
I'm just gonna try to get back to where I was.
Tab your iPhone saw tab syncone tab convert tab capacity tab 14.28 GB.
And so I'm gonna hit tab
audio,
and now it's gonna tell me how much audio.
4.5 megabytes.
4.5 megs.
Photos. 96.8 megabytes.
96.8 megabytes. I played around with the video feature on my iPhone. Don't ask.
Tab. Apps.
Apps.
Tab. 1.55 GB.
1.55 gigabytes. Thanks to Navigon. That really set me back a gig or so.
Tab. Other. Tab. 337.
Other. I don't really know what this is. Maybe this is like the operating system under the other category.
Tab. Free. Tab.
Free.
12.31
GB. 12.31 gigs, and I'm sure that number is only going to decrease.
Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Apply button.
Now, given that I made changes here, I have a cancel button, but I want to apply those changes.
Space. iTunes dialog. The iPhone. Left quote Michael's iPhone, right quote is synced with another iTunes library. Do you want to erase this iPhone and sync with this iTunes library? An iPhone can be synced with only one iTunes library at a time. Erasing and syncing replaces the contents of this iPhone with the contents of this iTunes library. Cancel tab. Erase and sync tab. Cancel but space.
Okay, well,
iTunes.
Because I redid my iTunes library recently and have not synced up my iPhone, it wants to resync with a different library, and
shift,
you don't want
to
go
sync button
into
tab.
That
new playlist tab show art tab sources
right now. So yeah, so I'm gonna go back now and go up to the summary tab, and I'm gonna right arrow
tab, volume tab iPhone tab OK tab summary tab.
I'm gonna right arrow
info tab.
Into the info tab, and here we're just going to go through these tab by tab and look at the controls, and I'll explain what each one is
tab.
Here.
Mobile me.
Tab. Mobile me.
Learn more button. To
don't know what it is.
Tab. You can use mobile
something
me to
you pay
sync
for.
Your email, calendars, contacts, and bookmarks over the air with your iPhone.
Oh.
Tab. Sync contacts with checkbox checked to clear.
Now, sync contacts with. There's a checkbox.
Tab. Sync contacts list box. Outlook. Zero items. To move.
Outlook, and I have it synced with my Outlook contacts.
Tab.
That was
all
a fiasco.
Contacts radio button. Tab. Sync calendars with checkbox not checked. Tab. Sync mail accounts from checkbox not checked. Tab. Selected mail accounts. Tab. Syncing mail accounts syncs your account settings, but not your passwords or messages. To enter passwords, add accounts, or make other changes, tap settings, then mail, contacts, calendars on this iPhone. Tab. Other. Tab. Sync bookmarks with checkbox checked.
I have it sync my bookmarks.
Tab. Sync bookmarks list box. Internet Explorer. Zero items.
Internet Explorer. I have it sync my bookmarks.
tab. Sync notes with checkbox not tab. Advanced tab. Replace information on this iPhone tab. Contacts checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Tab. Bookmarks checkbox not checked. To
now
check,
replace information on this.
Contacts checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
It says replace information on this iPhone. And after that, we tab over and it says contacts checkbox not checked. If I were to check that, which I'm not going to do, but if I were, it would replace what I have written on my iPhone with what's on my computer. So if I were to check the contacts, it would replace the contacts with replace whatever's on the iPhone with what's on the computer here. I don't want to do that though.
Bookmarks checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Tab. During the next sync only, iTunes will replace the selected information on this iPhone with information from this computer.
And really, that's only a first start. That's only a one-time thing that you really want to use that. Okay, so.
Tab. Capacity.
And we have capacity. And now we're back to, we have the, it shows the capacity on every screen, so I'm going to hit F6.
Sources.
Go to sources.
Tab. Volume tab. Info tab. OK tab. Info tab. Tab. Shift tab. Info tab.
Info tab. I'm going to right arrow.
Apps tab.
Apps. And now we have app settings.
Tab. Sync apps checkbox not checked.
Sync apps. Now I want it to sync apps, but you want this checked. It's not checked with mine. I have to play around with my library. I should have done that before. I didn't think about it. So.
Tab. Select applications to be installed on your iPhone, or drag to a specific home screen. Drag to rearrange application icons or home screens.
This
tab
area is pretty.
Tab 14.2H. Shift tab capacity.
This area, the
tab.
The drag to rearrange is inaccessible. I wouldn't try it, and that's pretty much all you have in the apps settings. Right arrow again.
Ringtones tab.
Ringtones tab.
Sync ringtones checkbox not checked.
Sync ringtones.
Check, press spacebar. Tab. Capacity. Tab. 14.28 GB. Shift tab. Shift tab. Shift tab. Okay.
And I've hit
tab,
the
ringtones tab.
And I've hit the we're back to capacity here, so we're going to right arrow.
Music tab.
Now we have a lot of music options here.
Tab. Sync music checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Again, you can check that if you want
tab,
to.
Capacity.
And let me just check that to demonstrate.
Tab, sync, space, check.
For some reason, when you hit shift tab, it brings you back to the list of tab that you can arrow through. So I checked sync music.
Tab, sync entire music library radio button checked. To change the selection. Shift tab, sync tab, sync entire music library.
Now, for some reason, you're supposed to be able to change between the sync between entire library and sync only selected playlists, but with JAWS, it will not do it using standard reading, up and down arrow keys, maybe with another screen reader. I haven't tried anything else.
Tab, sync selected playlists, artists, and genres radio button not checked. To change the selection, press up or down.
Never mind. I believe if you want to check this, you would press enter. Let's see.
Shift tab, sync entire music library radio button not checked. Tab, sync selected playlists, artists, and genres radio button checked.
Further proof that I am not an expert. Again, apparently tab is the name of the
tab,
game here.
Include music videos checkbox checked to tab. Include voice memos checkbox check tab. Automatically fill free space with songs checkbox not check tab. Recently added checkbox not tab. Button search edit tab. Academy of St. Martin dash in dash the dash field slash Sir Neville Mariner checkbox not tab. Audiobooks checkbox not tab. Capacity.
And now we're back to this capacity again. So I'm going to shift tab.
Music tab.
And again, it just jumps me back to the music tab.
Movies tab.
Movies. I really have not played around with that.
TV shows tab.
TV shows.
Podcasts tab.
Podcasts. Now, let's take a look here at podcasts.
Tab. Sync podcasts checkbox not checked.
Again, for the sake of demonstrating, I'm going to press the space bar.
Space checked. Tab. Automatically include all unplayed episodes. Have all podcasts checkbox checked. To clear
checkbox.
You
have a bunch of podcast options.
Episodes list box. All unplayed. Tab. Sync list box. All podcasts. Tab. Preview ITHS Orchestra podcast. Tab. Capacity.
And now we're back to capacity again.
Podcast. iTunes U tab. Books tab. To switch pages, press Control tab. To new tweets tab. Sync books checkbox not checked.
Where the books tab, again you press spacebar to check that.
Tab. Sync all books radio button checked.
Sync all books.
Tab. Download the iBooks application from the iTunes App Store. To now, read books on your iPhone.
I'm not sure what this is all
Sync
about.
Sync audio books checkbox not tab. Capacity. Shift tab. Books tab. Photos tab. To switch page.
Photos.
Books tab.
I gotta look at the photos,
photos tab
here.
Tab. Send photos from checkbox not checked. Space.
You can check
checked,
this if
tab.
You want.
Photo source list box. My pictures tab. All folders radio tab. Include videos checkbox not checked. To check tab. Capacity.
Okay.
Shift tab. Photo.
So that's how your iPhone.
F6. Sources tree view Michael's iPhone.
That's how your iPhone lines up. Now to sync. The easiest way is to hit the menu bar,
file,
Alt key to open up the menu bar. Now, for some reason, in order to get this menu to show all the options, you have to down arrow,
menu, new playlist control,
and then up arrow.
Exit, back, print, good, page setup, transfer, per, sync left, quote, Michael's iPhone, right, quote, why?
Now, because I don't want to mess up my iPhone, because I want to look at this, later and try to fix this. I'm not going to sync, but you could press enter and it will sync everything and everything will be soupy.
Transfer purchases from left quote Michael's iPhone right quote T.
Again, you can transfer purchases from an iPhone. I'm going to try doing that after I'm done with this tutorial here to see if that will fix my problem. Because again, I want to make sure everything is synced up before I...
Page setup. You. Print. Menu.
Okay, now... Come on.
File. Leave. Home. Tab. Volume left. Shift tab. Sources.
I'm in the
tree
sources.
View, Michael's iPhone.
Tree view. Michael's iPhone. Let's see. What else can
home.
We do here?
iTunes dialog. You have changed the settings for the iPhone. Don't apply.
Now,
button.
Because
enter.
I didn't want to... I don't want to save any of those settings I chose do not apply. But again, I would hit sync whenever... You make changes that you
tab,
want to apply
play
to your
button,
device.
Shift tab. Sources tree view music. 1 of 6.
Now, let's take a look, a quick look here at the preferences setting. Very fun here. Let's have a look here.
Menu. New playlist from selection. Undo control. Preferences control plus F.
Oh, okay, so you can hit, if you hit Control F,
tab, leaving menu bar.
I'm not sure
view music,
what
tab,
that does for
list,
screen
shift,
readers,
tab,
we're
button,
about
search,
to find
shift,
out.
Tab, button search options button, shift F6, sources tree view music.
I'm trying to get my way back to the sources tree view here, so hit Control F.
Control F. Tab, play button, shift tab, sources.
Okay, well anyway, even though it says preferences,
bar,
that did not work, so what we're going to do is we're going to hit
menu bar,
the Alt key, down arrow.
Menu.
And right arrow, and up
preferences,
arrow.
Control plus F.
Preferences. I don't know why
enter,
the keystroke didn't
menus,
work.
iTunes dialog. Library name colon edit. Michael's library.
Now, there are tabs here, and in your general tab, you can control the library name.
Tab. General tab. to switch tab. Okay, shift tab. General tab.
There are tabs here. Tab, I'm going to take a look here.
Cancel tab. Help button tab. Library name.
Library
tab,
name.
Movies checkbox not checked.
And here is where you can display what it shows in your sources tree view. Okay, so I have movies, which is not checked.
Tab. TV shows checkbox not checked.
TV shows
tab.
Not checked.
Podcasts checkbox checked. Tab. iTunes U checkbox checked. Tab. Books checkbox checked. Tab. Apps checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar. Tab. Ringtones checkbox checked. Tab. iTunes DJ checkbox not tab. Genius checkbox not checked.
iTunes DJ, I believe it's like the shuffle feature, and Genius, it looks in your music library and then find other suggestions of things that they want to try to sell you from the iTunes store. So, let's see.
Tab. Source text colon combo box. Small. 1 of 2. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Alt plus S. Tab. Grid view colon combo box. Light. 1 of 2. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Alt plus D.
I'm not sure what this is.
Shift tab. Source text colon combo box. Small. What tab? Grid view colon combo box. Tab.
Not sure what
this
does. List
text colon combo box. Small.
I'm not gonna worry about it.
When you insert a CD.
Yeah. When you insert a CD,
ask to
it will give you options, so you can ask to import.
Show CD.
You can hear the options.
Begin. Show CD.
Show CD.
Begin playing.
Begin playing.
Ask to import
ask
CD.
Ask to import CD.
Import CD.
Import CD.
Import CD and eject.
Import and eject.
Ask to import CD.
I'm going to leave it the way it is. Ask to import.
Tab. Import settings.
Now, import settings will allow you to choose the file format
space
that you import into. I have it set to AAC.
Tab. Setting colon
and the setting is
box.
iTunes Plus, which is good for most
Enter.
People.
Okay. Space.
The other settings, oopsies, I just pressed OK. The other settings are MP3,
tab. General Shift
Apple,
tab. Language colon
lossless.
Shift tab.
Yeah, take a
enable
look.
Full keyboard Shift tab. Check for updates Shift tab. Automatically retrieve CD track names from internet checkbox checked Shift tab. Imports settings dot AIF encoder. Apple lossless encoder.
Okay, it's AIF. AIF,
Apple MP3 encoder,
MP3,
WAV encoder,
WAV, and Apple lossless. So I'm going to go back up to press home.
AAC encoder.
AAC encoder, because that's what I want, the iTunes Plus. It's standard.m4a files.
Enter OK button to a tab. General tab.
Next.
Playback tab.
Playback.
Tab.
This is
okay, tab.
Some
can
cool
tab.
Options
Help
here.
Button tab. Chris Fave songs colon check.
Crossfade
not checked. To
songs.
Check, press space bar. Alt plus C.
I'm not sure. Let's see.
Tilde, shift tab, help button tab, Chris Fave songs colon checkbox not checked.
Crossfade
check,
songs.
Press,
I'm not really sure what that's all about. I don't know how to do. I don't know what that's all about.
Tab, sound enhancer colon checkbox not checked.
Sound
check,
enhancer.
Press,
it alters the sound stage. I don't know why anybody would want it, but it's there if you want it.
Tab. Sound check checkbox.
Sound check. This
check,
will
press,
maximize the volume of every track, which is very useful, especially for me, like I'm listening to classical music. Some of these recordings are lower, recorded at a lower level, and if the volume can be raised without compressing anything, it'll do that for you.
Tab. Play movies and TV shows colon combo box in the iTunes window.
I haven't really done anything with this.
Tab. Play music videos colon combo box in the iTunes window 2 of 5. To change the selection, use the arrow keys Alt plus V. Tab. Audio language colon combo box English 1 of 13. To change the selection,
now,
use the arrow shift tab. Audio language.
Audio language. This is, I believe, more for voiceover and iPhones, you know, or an iPod. I believe it's a Nanos. It. You know, what language you want it to read the track names and stuff like that in.
Tab. Subtitle language. Colon,
subtitle
combo
language.
Off,
I don't know what that's all about, but that's
from
TV.
The tab. Play videos using standard definition version. Checkbox not tab. Show closed captioning when available. Checkbox not tab. Library name colon edit. Michael's library. Tab. Movies. Checkbox not checked. tab, TV shows tab, podcasts tab, iTunes U tab, books tab, apps tab, ringtones tab, iTunes D tab, genius tab, source text tab, grid view tab, list tab, when you tab.
Now, for some reason, I don't know how, but iTunes just took me over to the general
tab,
settings again.
Auto tab, that check did not tab, look right. Enable tab, language tab, playback tab, OK button.
Oh, maybe not.
Tab, playback tab.
This isn't the playback. I guess they duplicate that.
Sharing tab to switch.
Sharing. I really haven't looked at that.
Store tab to
iTunes store.
Parental control tab to Apple TV tab to switch device backups : list box not selected. Lawrence touch 1 of 2. Advanced tab. Tab. OK button.
Let's take a look at these advanced
tab,
settings.
Help button tab. Change dot 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 button.
Now you have a change button. You can
tab,
change
reset button,
the location
shift
of
tab,
your
shift,
music
shift
library.
Tab, help tab. Change dot
I don't know
dot,
why it doesn't
button,
say that,
reset,
but that's what you can do with it. Trust me.
Tab. Edits read only. Use your reading key. C-I-C. Go back. U-L-E-F-A-M.
Here we go. Here it gives you the place where the iTunes library is located.
Tab. Keep iTunes media folder organized.
Keep iTunes
checkbox
media
check
folder organized. That means it'll alphabetize and really take care of, really reorganize things.
Tab. Copy files to iTunes.
Copy
media
files
folder
to iTunes
to
media
check
folder when adding to library. That means if you play something, say from your downloads folder, like Dean's podcast on how to move items around in the start menu screen, which I can't wait to take a listen to after I'm done with this. If you were to play that in iTunes, open it up, it will copy that to your iTunes library.
Tab. Streaming buffer size : combo box.
I know what this does.
Tab. Reset warnings button. Tab. Reset cache button. Tab. Warn me if iTunes is not the default player for audio files. Checkbox notch.
Warn me if iTunes is not the default player for audio files. I have that unchecked, but you can check it if you so desire.
Tab. Keep mini player on top of all other
keep
windows.
Keep mini player on top of all other windows. I don't know what that does.
Tab. Keep movie window on top of all other windows. Checkbox notch. Tab. Display visualizer full screen. Checkbox notch. Tab. Show iTunes icon and system tray. Checkbox not checked.
Show iTunes icon system tray. If you want to access iTunes from your system tray, check that and you can do
tab,
so.
Library name : edit.
And it'll give me the library name. I didn't remember that being part of the options and I haven't looked at it since we got this new, since I got this new iTunes. I'm going to escape out of here, but if you want to save anything, you would, of course, press OK. But since I don't want to save my changes,
escape.
I'm just going to press Escape.
iTunes.
Now, I'm going to press F6 to get back to the sources list.
F6, list box, F6, sources, tree view music, home.
I'm going to show you how to create a playlist. So,
control len, name playlist.
We're going to name, we're going to set this to test.
T-F-T, spit P-L-A-Y-L-I-S-T, enter, iTunes.
Test
source
playlist. What I did is I pressed control N, it'll say here.
Control len, test playlist, 3 of 3, name playlist dialog. Enter a name for the playlist : edit.
Type in your name. I'm sorry I did that without explaining what I was doing. You type in the name
one
of the playlist, and enter, and you're
escape
set.
iTunes. Home. Music.
I'm going to home. I'm in the sources tree view now. Music. I'm going to press F6 to search.
Button search edit. Type.
I'm going to search for the coronation march. Unfortunately,
space.
My computer is a little sluggish. Some jaws a little sluggish with iTunes. I really don't know what else to do about
enter,
it.
F6.
Except restart JAWS, which I don't want to do now.
Coronation March left parent from the Prophets right parent time : 346 artist : America's Brass Band album.
I'm looking. Let's see.
Coronation March. Opus. The Prophet : Coronation March time : 341 artist : Charles McCarrison.
Now, what I want to do, I want to add this to the playlist. The test playlist, so I'm going to hit the applications key, which brings up the context menu.
Context
like right-clicking.
Menu to nap, apply sort field, uncheck select.
I'm going to up arrow, keep up arrowing here.
Delete, D, copy, show in playlist submenu. S,
I don't know what that does, but
add to playlist.
Add to playlist.
Test playlist.
Test
T,
playlist. Hit enter.
Leaving menus, list view the profit, code F6, source.
Now, if I want to get to the bottom of the playlist area, to the bottom of this tree view, I can just press the end key, the end, the bottom of the sources
and
tree view.
Untitled playlist.
Oh, it's an untitled playlist. I'm just going to delete that.
Test playlist.
Test playlist. F6 twice to get back to the list view.
F6, list. The Prophet : Coronation March. Enter.
And here we go.
Space.
To delete that item from the playlist, you hit the delete key.
iTunes dialog. Are you sure you want to remove the selected songs from the list? Cancel. Remove button. Enter. iTunes. List.
And there you go. It will not delete it from the library. You just delete it from
F6.
The playlist.
Sources preview test. Top 25.
I deleted that playlist now.
Home. Music.
So, yeah, there you go. I'm sorry, this wasn't a little bit better prepared. I was kind of doing this, kind of winging it. If anybody has any questions, feel free to email me at amtk62. That's A as in Amanda, M as in Marcy, T as in Tina, K as in Kelly. The number 62@gmail.com. Anybody wants any additional features or whatever, or wants me to try doing something else, I will. I'll be willing to give it a go. Thank you for your time, and I hope I was able to help you out.